You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, we're back on a Hertz day, the WIP afternoon show with Ike Spike and the champion Fritz, or at least the back on the right track Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
There we go.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty good today, brother Spike. I mean, listen, we are on the winning side of things.
Oh, yeah.
Feels good to be on this side.
Where we're supposed to be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks to our brother, Jackie Baseball. We'll get to him in a second. But we were off the air yesterday before the Phillies were able to salvage a win out there in San Francisco. The Bats woke up yesterday. Bryce Harper woke up yesterday. I'm feeling good, brother Spike. Jackie Baseball, you still on cloud nine? Holla at your boy.
Feeling good. Definitely feeling better this week than I did last week.
Yeah,
and I
think
for this show, we needed to restore order.
Yep.
And I was just taking my walk around Westchester. A lot of horns honking.
There you go.
Yeah, good job yesterday.
There you go.
And there's only one message. Order was restored.
Yep.
Order was restored.
The job is not finished.
Not even close.
Job's not done.
Yeah. No?
Yeah. We're not going to take 2 weeks celebrating like a different show did.
No, we're head down onto the next one.
Yeah. We're also
1 day from vacation.
Yes. And in fairness, we might do a little celebrating today. So we have a few things to say about the folks in the morning later on. By the way, if you would like to call about that, since we were only on for like 45 minutes yesterday, 215-592-9494 as Jack Fritz evens the score. So we are a couple weeks away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline, and we have been trained over the last couple years to expect a dud. A couple years ago, a dud from the Phillies. Last year, with Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez, kind of like a dud as well, mm-hmm. even though Estevez was having a good year. But this per Matt Gelb at The Athletic today. This July, the Phillies find themselves in a familiar spot. They need bullpen help again. They could use another right-handed bat again. They have used mid-tier prospects to patch holes in previous deadlines, but they have taken a different tone this time. According to officials from rival clubs who have spoken to the Phillies as the trade landscape crystallizes, the Phillies, for now, sound more willing to trade bigger prospect chips for controllable major leaguers, especially a shutdown late-inning reliever. Mm. And to that I say, go ahead and do it. Now, we would all like everything, right? We would love a right-handed bat, and we would love a reliever. We'd all love all those things. But I am all in on them using top-level prospects for a shutdown late-inning guy. I think about the playoffs, and I think to myself about the playoffs. I can imagine how they lose a game with the offense. I think we can all imagine that.
Yeah, but we've seen it.
But I can imagine Zach Wheeler going seven innings of one-run ball, and because we only have one reliable reliever, it blows up in the eighth or the ninth. So mm-hmm. If I'm going anywhere, first of all, I love the attitude that they're willing to trade high-level prospects. To get something, you got to give something, and that's how it works. And I am all in on them doing it for a reliever, Ike. All in. If I have to choose, that's where I'm going. I want them to go all in on a reliever.
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. If you're going to give up one of these top prospects, then I need something that returns more than a year-to-year reliever. We know how relievers can be. You can be good one year, and you may not be as good the following year. Have the Phillies ever had a guy that they chose to have as their direct closer? The guy who's going to know?
Well, just the guy, what's his name? A few years ago, right?
Kimbrell?
Kimbrell, yeah.
Kimbrell got out of there for the first time.
Yeah, right. It didn't work out.
How'd that work out?
It didn't really stay there.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't had a guy since Papelbon.
Yes.
Your guy?
Yes. So my only point in saying that is, if I'm going to give up top-level prospects for a guy, then I want an everyday player, right? You talk about you can envision the team blowing a game in the postseason because of this bullpen. No, I can envision us losing a game 2-1, 3-1, because we didn't score enough runs in the postseason. As a matter of fact, that's more likely to happen than blowing a game, which they haven't done very often. And here's another reason why. Listen, I don't know what Rangers are going to be the second half of the year. Nola still has to come back. They still have an opportunity where they can mix and match some guys for the bullpen. They have no options as far as producing runs. They have no options on the team other you got to go out and get somebody. They can manipulate their starting rotation with these guys. Ranger has come out of the bullpen. If you want to put Painter in the bullpen, you could do that. You know, this idea that he's a starting pitcher and that's what he's been groomed to be. Yeah, that all sounded great 2 months ago when we didn't have as much information on Andrew Painter. Now we may just need that arm that gets up to 97, 98, 99 miles per hour. We may need him for an inning or two to get us through this postseason. And come on, man. A bat in the lineup does so much more for you. It just does. You know, you get a closer. I don't know how much that boosts the morale of everybody, but you get somebody that you feel like you got a chance to drive in runs, come up with big hits. Hopefully he's in his 27 to 30-year-old range. We're going to have him for a couple of years, and that guy's going to be here for the future. That gets your juices going. That'll get the fan base excited. That's what I'm looking for, Jackie Baseball. I'm not going to say Mike Trout. I'm just saying, though, that type of acquisition is what I'm talking about.
All right. We can't trade for 2017 Mike Trout. We were aware of this,
two
right?
Home runs last night.
Yeah, great.
What do you mean great?
Hold on. 215-592-9494. If the Phillies are giving up, we're not Trout fishing. If the Phillies are giving up top-level prospects, do you want it to be for a shutdown reliever or an everyday bat? Fritz, where are you on this?
Yeah, so I saw that report this morning from Gelb, and I immediately got nervous. Like, I'm okay. I've gotten to the point of possibly giving up prospects for a player, but to give up prospects of that magnitude for a closer feels insane. I think they need a bullpen arm, 100%, but like, I don't care that they've invested $200 million in the lineup. Just because you invested that money doesn't mean they're great. You know, like just because the Castellanos is making that money, it's a sunk cost at this point. So I go get a real bat. Like an everyday player can impact every single game. Closer affects what? Three games a week max?
That's not how the playoffs work. Like I agree with you from a full season perspective. From a full season perspective, I agree that an everyday player would give you more than a closer would. However, when I'm thinking about the playoffs, the truth is that this lineup is going to be like this no matter who we trade for.
Yeah, but you
like,
can
unless
make it
we're
better.
Trading for Juan Soto or trading for one of the best hitters in baseball, this lineup's going to, we are living and dying with how this is. They're either going to be hot in the playoffs and they're going to hit, or they're not going to be hot in the playoffs and they're going to be cold. And even all these, the bats that we're talking about are not changing the entire complexion of the lineup.
What a about closer, your boy, Stephen Kwan?
Stephen Kwan would be great, but having a guy hitting 292 in addition to this lineup, It's not going to change.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No, he's a great hitter. I love Stephen Kwan. I would look, to be clear, if they get both, I'm happy with both. But like I would love an everyday player too, but if you're saying what is going to make a bigger difference in the playoffs, you can double how good the bullpen is by trading for a real arm. You can't do that with an everyday player. And the other thing, this is the last thing I'll say, mm-hmm. is you can choose when to put in that bullpen piece. So you can say, hey, here is a high leverage situation that sure. I need a shutdown. You can't do that with an everyday hitter. Like sure. he's got to come up at that time. And I'm thinking,
understand. But what happens when it's a 3-run game and that closer can't be used and Sosa is up the bat? I mean, not Sosa.
Rojas
is up the bat, right? We got somebody else up there to bat as opposed to having that 290 hitter.
I just think there's
four times a game.
For sure. I understand a bigger picture, but when I think about the playoffs, I think that a closer helps them more than an everyday hitter does. I think this whole thing that we're scared of the lineup either going hot or cold in the playoffs, get used to it. It's not changing this year. I don't care who they trade for. It's not changing. It's going to be like this. And we just have to cross our fingers that the lineup produces.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
cross my fingers.
But you can get a closer.
With friggin' Joe Ross in a crucial playoff
Joe
game.
Joe Ross ain't pitching in a crucial spot. They're gonna
then
go,
who is?
They're going to go get a bullpen piece. But we're not investing the top prospects in a freaking closer.
Are you getting Mason Miller? Who are we talking about getting?
Well, there's Duran in Minnesota. Uh-huh. There's Class A in Cleveland. There's a kid in Baltimore, right?
Felix Bautista.
Bautista in Baltimore, yeah.
And he also mentioned Griffin Jacks, who I think is sick, but, you know, no one cares about Griffin Jacks here.
Yeah, no.
Just a guy that I care about.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. If you have a choice, you're going to trade top prospects. Is it for a closer or for an everyday bat? And on the table, of course, and we will get to this today, is Fritz versus DeCamera 2 yesterday. It is 1-1 after a dominating performance from one Jack Fritz. I said no-hitter yesterday. It wasn't just a no-hitter. It was a perfect game.
Ooh.
8 up, 8 down, no walks, no hits, 5 strikeouts, 30 pitches, 22 of them strikes.
Mm.
Not bad.
Did he even get to three-ball count? Did he get
no three-ball counts?
No three-ball counts?
Two-ball counts, I
believe. Two-ball counts. Last at-bat was a 2-1 count.
Yeah.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Chad in Downingtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Chad?
Down goes Hammer.
Oh, he does.
Down goes Hammer.
Yeah, right where he should be.
Down goes Hammer.
Yep.
Sean, Jack, Fritz, the pride of the Chessmont, the pride of the PSAC, 8 up. 8 down, Miller Lights for Jackie Wheeler wins.
So, Jackie Wheeler, okay.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, Chad. What was your, and I appreciate your happiness afterwards. I have to ask you what your confidence was going, truly, what your confidence in Jack was going into the competition yesterday.
Well, I mean, he was a pitcher in college. So it doesn't matter that Joe goes to fantasy camp and I see some arms from like the 1970s every couple of years. You got to rely on the younger guy there that actually played the sport. So
yep.
I had no worries going into it. And even all the talk with throwing strikes and whatnot, I actually think as long as he got through that first at bat, which he did, Joe was going to, he was going to get nervous and start swinging anyway. So
yeah, I mean,
thought, you know, yeah, going into it was great and Jack did awesome.
Yeah, and it was sort of like we expected it was going to go in that Joe did not, the bat didn't come off Joe's shoulder in the first at bat. Mm-hmm. Joe was going to force him to throw strikes. And when he threw the first, I think the first two pitches were called strikes. When Jack dialed in those first two pitches and those were called strikes, I was like, all right, this kid is showing up for us today.
A lot of complaints about the second called strike in that at bat this morning from the morning show.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he said it was high.
Yeah.
Oh.
First off, coin flip call. Glad it went my way.
Yeah.
Glad it went my way.
Yeah.
But a little much too much complaining about
one call. You know, if Joe had gotten on base twice,
right,
and they were looking at that one pitch in that one at bat that maybe cost him the game, he didn't get on base
at all.
He struck out 5 times. Like, you know what I mean? Every contact was weak contact.
Yeah.
There was not, he didn't hit the ball hard 1 time.
No.
Like, what are we talking about? One pitch. Shut up, morning show.
I actually thought he was too aggressive.
Swinging too much.
Yeah.
Certainly
make him
was
work
early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I would have just let you throw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially the second and third at bat, we had a one pitch at bat and a two pitch at bat.
Yeah.
It let Jack off the hook.
Yeah.
Pretty easy in that
first
inning.
Not a good strategy there.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Chad. Appreciate it, brother. 215-592-9494. Mark in Avondale. You're on WIP. What's up, Mark?
Yo, guys. How's it going?
What's up, brother?
What's up, Mark?
Good. Big W for the pitcher yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. You see the value of a pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So here's my move for the Phils. So, I mean, the A's have two players that we should go after. They got the closer, Miller, and the left fielder slash DH Rooker. We got the right-hand power. He's got 19 homers already. Miller's only 26 years old, and you have them both for a couple more years.
Yeah, I mean, Rooker's really a DH, though. I mean, he's a DH.
Yes, let me ask you this. I do hear this, but we won with Lozinski, Pat Burrell, and Schwarber. The guy does play left field some. I mean, you put him in for seven innings, you D him up the last 2 weeks.
And Burrell.
We need some.
Did you say Burrell?
Yeah, he said Burrell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hear you, man, but we've also got another DH on the team, you know, who really can't play the field. If everything was solid around them, I would say defensively, I would say okay. But on the left side, you've got Trey, who I know he's better than he was. He's still a minus, and he still makes me nervous defensively in the playoffs. Bohm, who has gotten better. Bohm, who is
plus defender.
But then
easy in
but then center fielder, you're gonna end up having Marsh playing center field, who's not a very good center fielder. You've got Castellanos in right field, who is I don't care what his wife says, and I don't care how many errors he has. He's a disaster out in right field. So I just think you have so many defensive holes. And you're putting Rooker out there. If you didn't already have a DH, I'd be with you. It makes me nervous trading for a guy who's also basically a DH.
So you think that team's worse than having Schwarber left and having Hoskins at first? I do not. We went to the World Series with that 3 years ago.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. And then you're what? You're DHing Bryce?
Yeah, Bryce was DHing.
Is that what you're suggesting they do? Oh, you're not talking about trading for Hoskins
no,
now. You're talking about the previous
team.
Yeah.
Because we have way better pitching now. And I think with Rooker batting behind, whether it's probably Harper in this case, I just think the lineup's so much better. I don't think we're going to get better than those two guys from the A's. I really don't.
Thank you for the call, Mark. What do you think of now? I haven't heard any whispers about Mason Miller this year.
It's costing you a lot.
A lot.
Again, I don't think they're going to move those guys. I think the A's, even though they're not playing, like they do have a new stadium to open in a couple years. I think they want to have
they do in
Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And, like they do.
And Mason Miller still has like 4 years of control left, and he hasn't had a great year. But also, like they're pitching Sacramento, which is a horrible pitcher's park.
Sure.
And Rooker, you have Schwarber as a DH, and Rooker can, like, stand in the outfield.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But like you mentioned, I mean, Castellanos can't move. Rooker can't move. Marsh is not a great, you know, defensive center fielder. So, I don't know. Like in a perfect world where you don't have to worry about any of this stuff, Rooker's awesome.
Yeah. See, I know you don't like Chapman, but I would go with a guy like Chapman. Still throws hard. Right? Still throws hard.
I'm pro Chapman.
I'll go with Chapman and then invest in the bat.
Yeah, but hold on. You want Bednar. Bednar and Chapman essentially have the same last couple of years.
Yeah, but Bednar's not a proven loser in the playoffs like Chapman.
He's never
is.
Been to the playoffs.
Well, that's fine, but I'd rather take my chances with a guy that I know isn't a proven playoff loser, a bad teammate, and this is just my supposition
that he's on PEDs.
Again, I did not, just to be clear, I don't want to get in trouble. I did not report that. I just went when guys are 36 years old and all of a sudden are throwing like they haven't thrown in five years.
Has he tested positive?
Not yet. Do you want to wake up 3 weeks after the trade deadline, after you've traded him, and realize that he is also not eligible
for
the playoffs?
First, you report the Mets are cheating.
Well, look, I specifically said they weren't cheating. Well, I don't know that they're cheating. I just wanted somebody to take a look at it.
When do they stop testing?
I actually don't know that. I don't know. I don't know the testing rules. And by the way, I don't know if he is on PEDs. I want to be clear. I don't know if he's on PEDs. I just know that he has flamed out in the playoffs before. I don't think he's a good teammate, and I don't buy a guy in the second half of their 30s all of a sudden finding a new pitch and velocity that they haven't had in years. That's my only thing there. I want if it's a closer, I don't want let me just say real quick.
You could trade way less for Chapman.
Yeah, but their bullpen is horrible. Mm-hmm. I just want to be clear to everybody here. We're all nervous about their lineup. They've still scored more runs than the Mets. They're 6 in runs scored in the National League. Like, for all of the complaining about their lineup has produced.
But we watched this lineup.
I know.
It can be painful to watch at times.
It can, but they haven't had Harper for most of the. I mean, he's been there the whole year. So if you're optimistic that you're going to have a normal Harper, this bullpen.
Our boy is back. You see him yesterday?
I saw. It's one game. This bullpen, there is one reliable pitcher in the bullpen. One. And last year, we had three, and that didn't even work out for us. We cannot go into the playoffs with the only reliable reliever being Kirkering. We can't. Strom has not been good all year. Tanner Banks has been good, but is an accident waiting to happen. Jordan Romano is a disaster.
Yeah. Like,
and then everybody else is just a guy. Joe Ross is just a guy.
Yeah.
Taiwan Walker is clearly just a guy. They have one reliable reliever. You can't win a World Series with one reliable reliever.
I think we agree that they need help in the bullpen, just like I think you would agree.
I would take a bat as well.
They would take a bat. Yep. I just think the bat is more important.
Okay.
You just reminded me how great our guys were last year.
Yes.
Until they got to the playoffs.
Yes, for sure. And by the way, it was a combination of both things last year.
Yeah.
They didn't hit, which is exactly what you're worried about. Mm-hmm. And then a bullpen that seemed close to the best in baseball just could not hold up last year. They choked. I mean, Hoffman choked, Strom choked. They all choked in the play. Estevez choked in the playoffs last year.
Kirkering choked
in the playoffs. And that's the only thing about Kirkering, even though he's the most reliable one, is that he feels like, and again, maybe I'm just guessing, he feels iffy on the is his head in the high leverage sort of thing way.
I think that's fair.
He comes and goes.
Yeah. I mean, you hope that he's a confidence guy. Like when things are going well for him, he's in there, he's good, he's got a little swagger to him. Yep. When things aren't going his way, we saw it the other night. With the horrible at bat to Matt Chapman, he unraveled after that. Yep. And in his two postseasons, now one wasn't. I mean, I'm not gonna say it wasn't his fault. Obviously, he made the pitches, but in his rookie year, when he made the 5-level jump, he was a disaster in that Diamondback series.
I think the one thing that I am encouraged by is the report that they are willing to trade something of value to get something of value.
That's good news.
Well, that's encouraging as long as it's for a bat.
Or a closer. Preferably a closer. Look, we all want both, but preferably a closer.
A bat.
A closer. A real bat.
By the way, hold on. Yeah.
Byron Buxton got hurt during batting practice yesterday.
Awesome.
So just to let everyone know what my concern was, he got hit on the hand in batting practice.
I didn't even throw the ball hard in batting practice. How did this happen?
He's day-to-day with a hand injury from batting practice. So he's got a no-trade clause anyway. All right, 215-592-9494. If the Phillies are trading top-level prospects, you want it to be for a closer or a bat, and we will continue to talk. And tomorrow, or rather next, we will get deeper into Fritz versus DeCamera, and we will talk to Joe DeCamera's biggest fan, who I had a shouting match with yesterday. I want to make sure we're okay. Anthony, New Jersey.
It was entertaining.
And look, not going to hold. Keep him on hold for 4 hours today, Anthony. We're good. You don't have to call your lawyer. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who do you believe now will win the competition between DeCamera and Fritz? What do you think the poll is at, Ike?
Oh, we're running away with Fritz right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got to be, let's go 78%.
80.2?
80.2, all right.
So, Jack, what does it feel like after the last 2 weeks to now be in what people perceive as controlling this competition between you and DeCamera?
About time. You know, okay. It's about time. Well, so, again, I have no idea how tennis is going to go. Like,
especially when you don't even try to play tennis beforehand.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'll get out there.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I don't know when we're going to do it, but I'll get out there.
Okay.
But after that, like, tennis, I think we'll be fine. I mean, I don't know how it's going to go. Running after what we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel pretty confident in that one.
Crotch first to camera.
Have you guys decided how far you're going to run yet?
No.
Still have not decided that.
Well, if it's more than 90 feet, then I would say that Joe is in trouble, as he had a lot of trouble just getting to first base. So, yeah.
So, I mean, it's good. Although last week, wasn't it reverse, or was it... We put the same Twitter poll out after golf.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
In the camera. Yeah, it was favorite pretty much.
I don't think it was 80%. I think it was like 55%.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it was rolling his way, and now he seems a little humbled. How does the arm feel?
Definitely painful. I don't think I tore anything. Like when I got off the mound yesterday, I couldn't flex it. Like, it was shaking, so that was very nerve-wracking. but, you know, I can't really lift much with my right arm right now. But I'll survive. Everything else feels fine.
So Jack told me afterwards, I was like, how's the arm? And he said, I had like 5 pitches left.
That's probably why I didn't want to throw any curveballs or anything, because that puts more stress on the elbow. Didn't want to do that.
So I don't know how legitimate this is, but I saw on Twitter that somebody said there was a radar gun behind home plate.
Ah.
All he saw was in the first warm-up pitch, you were at 68 in the first warm-up pitch, which means you were probably in the 70s somewhere, mid-70s.
Yeah, I think we ended in the high 60s because I didn't have much left.
Right.
But I think in the middle of it, I was probably in mid-70s. And I learned early, didn't have to throw that hard.
Right.
Like, it could just, as long as it's over the plate, it was probably going to be okay. So, but hey, you know,
mid-70s is still good, man.
He put some balls in play.
He did.
His hardest hit ball actually was when he was left-handed.
The foul ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he was late on. Yeah. He was early right-handed. He was late left-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and this is me saying this. I want to be clear. Right. I don't want to speak for Ike. I certainly don't want to speak for Jack in this. But I've been hearing a lot, some of the complaints about our show, and I think most specifically, it's probably about me. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the complaints about our show is how Joe is handling this classy. He's been classy, and he's been taking the high road the whole time.
Yeah.
And somehow we are not taking the high road.
No, it's not what we do.
Okay, so let's be clear about the high road that Joe DiCamera is taking in the morning. And I want to be, let me be straight with you here. I like Joe DiCamera. I think Joe DiCamera is a good human. I am proud to be on the same team with him. That said, there is nothing high road about what the morning show has done after the Joe DiCamera golf win. We had 2 weeks
That's
of
true.
Questioning the mental toughness
yeah.
of our host on this show,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Calling
yeah.
him Jack Quits. What
yeah.
show was that happening on? It was happening on the morning show. And while Joe DiCamera sat there with his hands up in the air saying, "Whoa, I can't do anything about what Rhea says, and I can't do anything about," that happened during the morning show.
Yeah.
When there were songs about Jack Fritz mentally breaking down. What show was that on, Ike?
Morning show.
Oh, it was on the morning show
yeah.
with High Road Hammer. Let me tell you something. There is nothing high road. And if you bought that he was taking the high road, then you fell for it hook, line, and sinker. The guy started the entire thing to try to get Fritz to choke, knowing full well that he does not have the physical ability to compete with Jack Fritz in any of these sports, in any of them. The entire object of this thing was not being high road. So what I hope for is that Hammer has to run more, so we get to see him running embarrassingly and foolishly like he did yesterday. I hope we have more of James the Drifter Seltzer whining about about high strikes. And one final thing, and again, I am speaking for me. I'm not speaking for Ike. I'm not speaking for Jack. Rhea Hughes. Ooh, man, you tied your boat to the wrong captain this time, and you didn't even have the self-respect to show up and watch them lose yesterday. We have had two competitions where the biggest cheerleader in the morning has been one Rhea Hughes. The biggest mouth on this entire thing has been one Rhea Hughes. Did you see her at Riverwinds, the golf? I didn't see her.
Did not.
Now, I saw hundreds of people at Plymouth White Marsh High School yesterday. I didn't see Rhea Hughes. I saw her very easily talking about how my teammate was choking and quitting and melting down, but I didn't even see her doing the respect of the competition to show up. So everybody on the morning show, including Joe DiCamera, that has had so much to say, I want you to know this doesn't end here. There are still three more competitions. And when your guy gets his ass handed to him over and over and over and over again, that is you getting your ass handed to you as well. James Seltzer, you're getting your ass kicked. Rhea Hughes, you're getting your ass kicked. John Ritchie, you're fine. You wanted Jack to win anyway.
Yep.
That is my statement.
He's been off this week, yeah.
Yeah. That is my statement.
Man.
My statement.
That's pretty good.
Well, I mean, he's not taking the high road. It's a
lie. No, you're right.
If you saw him golf, you could tell he wasn't taking the high road. He was dicking around the entire time they were playing golf. Seven practice swings and kneeling and measuring. And last thing, I'm sorry I have so much to say here. I'll shut up in a second. Last thing. There was some complaining from the morning show again about how fair the umpire was, because the umpire thought Jack was going to win. There's no whispers of fairness when Joe DiCamera, for his caddy, had the head golf pro for Riverwinds
yeah.
at Riverwinds. Nobody's talking yeah. about fairness there.
And Fritz had me.
Yes, and no offense.
You play Riverwinds just as much.
Vince at Riverwinds knows that course
yeah.
better than anybody.
Of course.
And
he knows the rules.
And he knows the rules. And he very, very, like, didn't happen to mention to us that in that final lie that
yeah.
Jack had, that he could have moved the ball back. So you want to talk about fairness, shove it. You want to talk about high road, shove it. You lost, we won. You hitched yourself to the wrong guy. A loser. Loser, 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 loser in the morning show. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I support this message.
All right. Thank you. All right. Jack, you can stay neutral. I know you got to compete against the guy.
I support this message.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm a high roadsman.
With that, all right, 215-592-9494. Anthony in New Jersey, you are on WIP. What's up, man?
Yeah, know what you're walking into, fight. Anthony.
I was going.
What's up?
What's up, man? Good to meet you yesterday, my friend.
Hey, it was nice meeting you guys, man. Hey, Jack, where you at, Jack?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Jack, congrats, man. Good job.
Thank you. It's good meeting you yesterday. Jack. Good meeting you.
Hey, Jack, you still got it, huh?
Barely. Yeah, not really. not really.
Got enough.
Yeah, just enough.
You got enough.
Hey, man, this thing not over, man. It's 1-1. No, it ain't over.
We know. All
right. Now, which events do you think the Hammer really has a chance of winning?
Tennis.
Okay, oh, but man, then he still loses.
Yeah, still two other events.
He went tennis after yesterday, I'll be honest. Ain't much shot. I don't think he got in the running competition.
No, probably not.
Well, we didn't see Jack run.
No, we didn't. But we've seen Jack run an 8-minute mile.
Yep.
You know, I don't.
8-minute mile, yeah.
You know, he's at least done it. Yep. So.
And him is still winning this, man. I can't back down now. So him is still winning this.
No, probably not.
Nope.
Yeah, probably not. Were you disappointed in his performance yesterday that he didn't even want to compete, to be quite honest with you? He didn't even want to take the bat off his shoulder.
Yeah, a little bit, man. I thought Hammer would have put up a better fight than that, man.
Boy, you are, listen.
A broken man.
Yeah, you got no bite in you right now,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. You got no bite in you right now. You had bite in you all this other time. Yeah, you got no bite in you right now.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't got no fight in me right now.
No, I'm just saying you got no bite to you, man. You don't sound confident to me.
Nah, man, everything is still right where it's at. Coming in the door, we knew Jack was going to win this.
Now reality is starting to set in.
Reality.
See, you were one of the ones that got real happy after the golf event.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got real happy after the golf event.
Count your chickens before they're hatched, Anthony.
Hey, man, it is what it is, man.
Yep.
You know?
All right, it's all good.
You win some, you lose some, and then you lose some more, and then you lose some more, and then you lose some more. But I give you credit. You said you were going to call and congratulate Jack, which you did.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, man, be a man of my word, man. I said I was going to call in, congratulate Jack. You know, Jack, congratulations, man. I mean, Spike, Spike, A did good between us.
Yes, yeah, we're good. Me and Anthony, we shared some words, loud words, but then we were good afterwards, so...
Everything good with us. Hey, Ike, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate everything you've done for us, man.
You know I love it, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate
it. Go Birds, man.
Yes, sir. Go Birds, brother.
All right, go Birds. Anthony, you're welcome to call this show anytime you would like. You're still going to have to sit on hold occasionally, but you're welcome to call. 215-592-9494. You know, the folks at Dogs and Cats Rule are never going to keep you on hold. Mm-mm. You walk into Dogs and Cats Rule. What a staff there that the lead dog, George Perrini, has put together. And that is in all 7 of the locations. And that is so important when you go into a pet store because there's so much stuff there, especially when we're talking about the pet food. You don't know what to get, right? I mean, and especially when you walk into Dogs and Cats Rule because they have all the best stuff, whether it's kibble or fresh diet or whatever. But they have a staff there that is going to attend to you immediately. They're also going to be patient with you, and they're also informed on all the products that they sell. And I think while having the best products is important, having a staff that can tell you which products to get is more important than all those things. And you can get that at Dogs and Cats Rule. And in the summer, if you need a pop-up puppy pool, they got it. You need toys to play with outside, they got it. You need a life jacket for your dog because you take him on the boat, they got it. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. Brahim. In Jacksonville. You're on WIP. What's up, Raheem?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's up, bro?
Oh, what's going on, fellas? Hey, so check it out, man. I just wanted to give a huge shout out to my nephew, Tim Johnson, who was Joe DeCamera's hitting coach.
Yeah. Okay. Brahim, real quick on Tim, who was a mm-hmm. good man, and I actually think did a good job to get the fact that Joe put the bat on the ball as many times as he did.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. A non-athlete, you see what Tim is.
Yeah.
So everybody around y'all in all the Delaware Valley, if you're a little boy, your little girl, if they playing ball, go to my nephew. You know what I'm saying? He got you.
If he can get Joe DeCamera to put the bat on the ball more than once, then he knows what he's doing. And I'll say this, Brahim. When I met your nephew, I felt like I was meeting royalty, and I was actually, I couldn't believe I didn't know him, because it seemed like everybody there, they were like, oh, he's the hitting coach in the area. He really knows what he's doing.
Y'all was in Montgomery County. Listen, my whole family, me, Tim, my oldest sister, and my brother, his older uncle, we all graduated from Wissahickon, right?
Yep.
So I moved to Jacksonville his senior year. I moved to Jacksonville in 04, August of 04, when it was the Eagles-Patriots, when they were hosting it here. And Jack, that's the year I moved to Jacksonville.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
So I never really got to see him in high school. He hit 500 all through high school.
You know what I'm saying?
But when he was in high school, I'm running the streets. We're all 10 years apart. You know what I'm saying? So I was running the streets. I didn't really get to see him in high school. And then when he got drafted a year after I moved to Jacksonville. And he got drafted right out of high school, unlike my favorite producer, Fritz. He got drafted by the Astros right out of high school. You know what I'm saying? That was a real exciting time for our family, man.
The Cubs sent me one email.
Did they?
Yeah.
What did it say? Do you have Tim's email?
Yeah, hey, looking for another kid's address.
No, but you know what's crazy, though, is that Tim, we got a family chat, right? Like a family text chat.
Yep.
And yeah. Tim ain't tell us nothing about him coaching Joe DeCamera, right?
When
the camera was on the morning show this morning, I'm like, and he's giving Tim's credential. I'm like, hold on. That sounds like my nephew, right? So I called Tim. I'm like, you Tim. Were you the camera's hitting coach? He was like, yeah, he hit me like 2 weeks ago. I was like, for real? I was like, I'm about to call him and talk mess to him. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, it was real cool. Just knowing that Tim was his hitting coach and that he actually got him to put the bat in the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He did.
Made him at least look respectable up there.
Yeah, now, if I were part of the negotiations, there's no way DeCamera would have had a metal, an aluminum bat. I think right. that was, you know, whatever. But the other thing that, Brahim, that Jack had going for him is he had a sturdy defense behind him with the Plymouth White Marsh Colonials.
Right. Yeah.
That the only guys that got any work were the third baseman and the first baseman, but the third baseman made three solid plays. And the first baseman digging that ball out of the dirt. Yeah. That's a big play. That's a big play right there.
Man, I wish I was there to see it. But I'm going to tell you what, Tim gave Jack some props. I told Tim, Jack is my favorite producer on the whip, except for his Jalen Hurts take. It irritates me. You too. Like, that irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's all good. Yeah. I still love y'all. Yeah. But Tim gave Jack some props. He said, man, Jack was throwing that heat. And Jack, I'm going to tell you, Joe's golf win was 0-1-76's game one. That's it. You running it out from here, bro. 2-0 to just win it, and then you're going to go ahead and win 3-0 just to embarrass him. I mean, I already know, Jack. I got you, bro. I got your back, bro.
Thank you, man. A lot of comps yesterday.
Appreciate you calling, Brahim. What's that?
The 0-1 Sixers comp with the golf loss.
Yeah. For Joe winning the first one.
Yes.
Yeah. And we have to be careful not to get too confident.
Never.
Because you never know.
I'm not a confident guy.
I would say going into the golf, Ike, you and I were incredibly confident in Jack going into the golf. So, eyes on the prize. You know, the one thing also.
You think Joe goes and finds either Serena, Venus, or John McEnroe?
Yeah,
or
like Pete Sampras,
all of them.
To help him out with this next one.
All of them.
I got Morgenstein.
Yes. And Fran. I heard Fran plays tennis. Yeah.
Although Fran's teamed DeCamera.
Oh, is he?
Oh, is he?
Very disappointing. That was revealed yesterday through private sources.
Really? Is it because I'm mean to Fran?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, me and you do kind of tag team Fran.
So,
so let me ask this. Could we possibly do a doubles match?
Oh, you with Morgenstein versus Fran and DeCamera?
Well, it's a one-on-one tournament. Maybe it could be like the second.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Both guys play tennis, right?
Allegedly.
How about an opening match instead of doubles? Because we're doing one-on-one.
Right.
How about the opener?
Oh, between those
the undercard.
Two.
Ooh, the undercard, Morgenstein versus Fran.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
See some real tennis and then see you guys.
And then see you guys.
Yeah. No, it's going to be.
That net's going to get a real workout when you and the camera are there.
Yeah, and I'm going to be slamming the net. I used to be a big net slammer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with the racket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got lots of frustration.
Frustration
out.
Guy.
You're
a tempersman. You need to see a therapist.
No, I'm fine. The sports just make me mad.
Speaking of the hitting coach, and again, if we want to talk about fairness, Joe was meeting with his hitting coach in between every at-bat when Jack was limited to two mound visits from any coaching, yet the camera was getting coaching in between every at-bat, which should have been illegal as well. I was trying to point it out. I'm going
to
be...
He definitely was trying to point it out.
He said this morning he didn't know what he was supposed to do when there was an out.
Like step back into the box. The same thing, you stood on the mound and were ready to pitch. Like, let's not act like we knew the way that this was supposed to. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. Get back in the box, you weasel. And when everyone sees the YouTube video is not up yet, right?
Yeah. What is Tucker doing?
I don't think so.
Yeah. When
Tucker's still working.
I saw him
it.
Back there grinding the tape.
Yeah. When you see the video, you will hear I was definitely unhappy with the coaching. Going
on. We got your voice. You got
There's
your
no way it's not on there. It's got to be on there. 215-592-9494. Tasty Cake Dom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Spike, Ike, and the winner is still champ, right?
That's right. Tasty Cake. What's up, brother?
Well, I got to tell you guys something first. I called the morning show this morning specifically to talk to Rhea, Spike, because I didn't like that stuff either. And she said it was all in good fun. Is what she said to me.
Now it's all in good fun.
Let me
last week I was
Tasty.
Bobon, Oaf, Jack Quits.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Those aren't fun things. It's all in fun when you lose. Like, look, the attack on Jack Fritz's character that came from the morning show for two straight weeks was indefensible. And trust me, if you think there's any let up over here, there's no let up over here. Yeah. We're going to celebrate every victory.
Yeah. Now, Spike, here's a way more important thing that I need to tell you and Ike. So they take me in for physical therapy yesterday, right?
Yep.
And we don't know yet.
Oh.
And here's what I want to tell Jack is there's guys, I'm in there with five guys that got some real issues, Spike, that are dealing with some stuff.
Okay.
And none of that mattered. All of it was about Jack and Joe. All of it took their mind off.
Yeah.
There is
not my guy. My guy's Raphael, who is an Ike guy. Ike, shout out
to
Raphael.
Well, who isn't? I mean, who isn't? Come on.
Right. But the other fella is a guy named Jason, who I got to hear every day that he played for Willingboro, and he knows baseball. He's a DeCamera guy. And, you know, I certainly sold some Wolf tickets today when I went in there. But what I want to say the importance of, man, anything you guys can do to take people's minds off of what they're dealing with in here. You know, guys are hooked up to machines and stuff, Spike.
Yeah.
That's God's work, man. You guys are awesome, and I can't thank you enough for that. Me included. I mean, you know, after I get done my stuff and everything, there's some long day. I haven't been outside this building since Memorial Day. This station is really something special, and I thought that was the most important thing I could say to you guys today.
Oh, thank you, Tasty Cake.
We thank you for that, Tasty Cake. And listen, we don't take that stuff lightly. We don't take it for granted. Sometimes we forget our reach that we have out there in doing this because we come in here and we have fun with it, and it's like a community. But then you don't realize how big the community is until you're out there and you're getting people who are saying hello to you or telling you they're listening to the show that you never thought would be listening to the show. So thank you, Tasty Cake. And listen, we do our best to try to entertain people out there and give them something to take their minds off of whatever may be going on in the real world.
We are having fun. I want to be clear to everybody, all the trash talk, it's real, but also that is our family
those
in
our
the
teammates,
morning.
Yes.
Yeah, and it is our family in the midday, our family at night. We are a family here. So we are having a good time, and I'm glad that good time is shared by you and your rehab mates and everybody else.
Yeah. Now, Spike, yesterday, Chris from Middletown said he could bench press more than Hugh Douglas.
Mm.
So next year, if I can get myself together, can we revisit us four against that midday show and him in basketball? Can we at least revisit that conversation?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I'm
going to
need at least a year.
Yeah. We'll start planning now. Tasty Cake.
Mike, can he ever bounces back?
Thanks for the call. I don't know if Chris... Is Chris going to be able to find a basketball jersey tight enough to play in?
He is a Schmiedians man.
But he wants to bench press against Hugh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Hugh's a big fella.
Well, it's not as if Hugh hasn't been working out.
He has.
What I'm saying. He has been working out.
Yeah, I would take Hugh in that.
We do got to get
Chris is a strong guy.
Yeah, Chris is a big guy. He's a big guy.
We got to find a way to get the midday show in here somewhere. You know?
Yeah.
Been left out of this entire thing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all Joe does is run.
Yeah, he does run, yeah. And eat fish.
He's very good at running, yeah.
He is. He's a fast little guy.
He dusted you, Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he weighs 140 pounds.
Yep.
Yeah.
Soaking wet. Yep. He weighs more than me, I think. I think we found out.
Yeah. He's taller, right?
I don't think so.
Well, his head's heavier.
He does have, yes. I bet his head.
How do you know his head is heavy?
Well, look at it. Yeah.
Have you seen his thumb, too? I mean, that probably
that certainly weighs something.
Yeah, the hammer thumb? I have to attack Joe because of the nonsense he was also pulling last week.
Well, yeah.
He was.
Trust me, they're in the crosshairs.
Last night
was
all like, oh, never doubt. Congrats, you did it. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. He jumped right on the anti-Jack train.
Well, and he's a big flip-flopper with everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
One day the Phillies win, they're the best team of all time.
Yeah.
The next day they lose. Just Thompson on the hot seat.
Yeah,
he's hard to pin down.
Come on, Gilio. Coming up next, ESPN graded every NFL team's offseason. So we will tell you what the Eagles grade is.
Yes.
and let you know what we think. 215-592-9494. Also, talking about whether you'd rather trade big prospects for a reliever or a bat. And of course, we will continue the celebration about Fritz's win over to camera yesterday. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, Jack had a win on the mound. We're going to help you get a win in the bedroom.
Guys like to be stroked.
In, you know, you're not allowed in professional sports PEDs, but in the bedroom, you're allowed all the PEDs you want.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
there's no testing.
It's the steroid era in the bedroom.
Yeah, everyone says the 90s are better.
Yeah, the Blue Chew, that is going to get you to your best. I know you're thinking you're good enough. Good enough isn't what we play here on the afternoon show.
Nope.
The best. Blue Chew is going to be the best. Blue Chew has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin, but that's where the comparison stopped with the other stuff. Like, Blue Chew is a chewable.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at a moment's notice, you don't need a glass
of
water.
Pop that baby in.
It really pops out
and it grows.
Yeah. Blue Chew, you don't have to go to a doctor to get the prescription. They'll do it with one of their medical experts there on bluechew.com. Yeah. It takes like 5 minutes, can tell you from experience. Well, the Blue Chew, the process on the website takes 5 minutes.
Now I'm awake!
You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy. They ship it to you direct in a discreet...
hard
package.
And it's made here in the USA.
Yeah, no tariffs.
So no tariffs. And here's the best part. Your first month is free.
Free.
It is on us. Go to bluechew.com. Use code 94. You're going to get your first month for free. You're only going to pay for the shipping. Again, that is code 94 at checkout. And then you can
chew it and do it. Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.